Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
I know all the agents are fantastically busy right now with fair season and stuff. Would it be safe to say that you're all under a lot of pressure?
Yes, it would be, yes.
Well, it's a good thing that pressure happens to be our topic today. We spoke earlier about pressure cooking and safe canning methods and stuff, and you've had a lot going on with that lately.
That's right. I've had a few in the office recently to get their pressure canner gauges tested, and so I'll talk a little bit about that more in depth here, but I thought it might be a good time to mention some things to get ready for canning season, because I know that is definitely upon us. I know I've got some things in the garden and maybe even have some things starting to produce in the garden. So those summer gardens can definitely be a great way to enjoy some fresh produce, but sometimes we get that fresh produce as it comes up quicker than we can consume it all at one time. So some may be in the canning mode or freezing mode so they can enjoy things later in the year as well. But now is also a really good time. If you're planning to do some canning, make sure that your equipment and supplies are in good working order. One of the first things I would suggest is to check your canner for any dents or warping on the bottom, because that can affect the heat distribution during the canning process. You're also going to want to make sure that you're using a canner that's for the recommended type of food that you're wanting to can. If, for example, you've got some vegetables like green beans, carrots, even if you have some meat, you're going to want to make sure to use that pressure canner because those are low-acid foods. Water bath canners we can use for foods if you've got fruits or some jams and jellies or making pickles later in the summer as well. Another thing, in addition to your canners, you want to make sure to check your canning jars. One thing you can do is to rub your finger around the rim to make sure that there's no cracks or chips. Those cracks or chips in those canning jars can cause lids not to seal properly. And also we want to make sure to look over the body of the jars as well to make sure that there's no scratches or cracks as well, because that can also maybe lead to some jar breakage during processing. Also want to make sure to use clean canning jars. Before every use, you're going to want to make sure to wash those jars in hot water with detergent and rinse well, or you can even run them through the dishwasher. If you find that you have some scale or hard water film that's built up on those jars, one way you can remove that is by soaking jars in a solution of a cup of vinegar with 5% acidity per gallon of water prior to washing them. You're also going to want to make sure to check that you have enough lids and flats on hand for canning as well. You want to make sure to look over those lids and make sure that there's not any defects and make sure that the entire seal is present. Rings can be reused, but if they're rusty, you might want to consider replacing those. And remember that the flats part of the lid should only be used one time. You can also make sure to check rubber gaskets and valves. Those gaskets and safety plugs on the canners should be flexible and soft. They shouldn't be brittle or sticky or cracked. And make sure that the vents and safety valves are clean and open as well. Also want to remember to remind people to use safe recipes. We sometimes have recipes that get passed down from generation to generation, but with our current research, sometimes those recipes may not be the most safe to use because of improper acidity or processing methods or length of time of processing. So there's lots of great recipes that can be found on the National Center for Home Food Preservation, or you can also stop by one of our local offices in Linden, Garnett, or Ottawa, and we've got some updated canning information and recipes that we're happy to share free of charge as well, too. And finally, as I mentioned earlier, one thing, if you do have a pressure canner with a dial gauge on it, we recommend getting that checked for accuracy. Pressure canners can either use a dial or a weighted gauge. And sometimes while the weighted gauges don't require testing, it's important to check those dial gauges for accuracy each canning season, because sometimes they can get off just a little bit. So you want to make sure that that is reading properly. And we do test those gauges free of charge in all three of our offices in the Frontier District. You just need to bring by your canner lid and to one of our offices in Linden, Garnett, or Ottawa. It doesn't take too long to test those, but we would be happy to check those and make sure it's reading properly for you. If you do have additional questions or canning questions, you're always welcome to contact myself in the Garnett office at 785-448-6826 or visit our website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu, where we have some publications and information and recipes posted on our website there for safe food preservation as well, too. So you're welcome to check those out.
Thank you very much, Chelsea. I actually do have a question. Since we know that everything on the internet is obviously true, especially when it comes to food safety and things, I had read something stating that supermarkets are now placing a lower acidity vinegar, I think only 4%, like a household cleaning vinegar or whatever, in with the food grade vinegar, which is, I think, 5%. And that can affect, if you're making pickles and things like that, the safety plus the acidity and everything else with the recipe. Is there anything to that? Have you read that at all?
Yes, you want to make sure that you're following, looking at your recipe and following along with that, because the recipe will state what percentage of vinegar or acidity of vinegar that you need to be using, and the recipes will say 5%, so you need to make sure that you're utilizing that 5% acidity of vinegar when you're making those pickles. Yes, absolutely. Good question.
All right, maybe go talk to the grocery manager and say, hey, can you put a big sign here or keep them apart so we don't poison ourselves? Ugh. All right. Well, thank you very much, Chelsea. Always a pleasure to talk to you. And not just because the topics are fun, just because we enjoy hearing from you. And we will be hearing from you again in a few weeks. So thank you very much, and good luck with the fair prep.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All righty. Talk to you later. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritazine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.